Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
Dua Lipa Illusion, 20 past 6. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Morning, this is KC. Vix over there. Rory's on sport. Kelly's on news. Dad Gags Battle. It's back later on this morning. And it will be a battle of the ages. One that I shall prevail in. Oh, I'm equipped this morning. I'm ready to rock, Victoria.
You're loving yourself, aren't you?
Oh, I'm ready. I swear to God, I've never had a volley of better dad gags. So trust me on this one.
Oh, I do, yeah. I know.
Front of the Echo here in Cork this morning. Families facing crisis. A charity saw 18,000 people in 1 year. Focus Ireland, who supported 200 families in Cork, were either homeless are at risk of becoming homeless later this year.
Yeah.
The charity said that organisations who are working in the sector are left permanently on the edge of crisis. But don't worry, because we're dropping 340 grand on bike sheds up in Dublin.
I want to take that can-do approach to getting things done, to renewing our party, to injecting a level of energy, and to anybody who thinks this party is tired, to anyone who thinks this party lacks energy, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Becky Hill sounding very pink outside of love. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 10 past 7 now.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
There's Victoria. Rory's on sport. Kelly's on news. Morning, gang. It's a Wednesday morning, the 4th of September. And what is going on in the world? We've got 10 days until they reveal the Strictly Reveal show, if you're a Strictly fan. I know lots of you out there watch that show are hanging to see who's going to be on that. 57 days till Halloween, 118 days left of 2024. And then we've got 645 days to go, everybody, until the World Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I'm counting that one down.
Yeah.
Today, you celebrate your birthday. If you do, you celebrate with Mark Ronson. What age is Mark Ronson?
Ooh, 48.
Close. That
47.
Was a really good 49.
Oh.
Beyonce is 43 today, Vic.
Yeah.
She's been 43 for 10 years now, I think, hasn't she? Really? has she just pressed pause on the 43?
Possibly. I'm thinking of doing that myself.
And James Bay, the English singer and guitarist, is 34 today. Hold Back the River Man is 34. On this day in 1985, the very first pictures of the wreck of Titanic were released. 73 years after she sank with the loss of 1,500 lives.
Wow.
So they managed to get some sort of vessel down there to take photographs. Remember the photographs? They looked absolutely haunting.
Yeah, they did.
And many, many people have tried to suggest that the Titanic could be raised. It would break into a million pieces if they tried to bring it back up.
Pictures in the paper yesterday of the latest photographs from the wreckage.
Yeah.
And it was showing that pretty much all of one side now has eroded and has come away.
Of course it has, yeah. It's been down there for so long.
Yeah.
I wonder what's still down there, though, in terms of, you know, valuable things. Is there anything? Or have they cleaned it all out, I wonder?
I don't know.
And who can own ownership to that? Like, I mean, if it's in the middle of the ocean like that, is it treasure? Is it open to anybody?
I would imagine so.
They are still building that replica over in Australia, and in the next couple of years, that thing could be docking in Cove. Can you imagine seeing a replica of Titanic coming into Cove? Wouldn't it just be incredible? Apparently it's going to happen. I've got some sad news for those of you of my age who would have had Saturday morning cartoons.
Okay.
You would have got up with your bowl of Cocoa Pops. You would have stuck on. We had Poverty 1 and 2. That was it. And then eventually we got the UK channels.
Yeah.
And when the UK channels arrived, so did this man. It's Danger Mouse.
He's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there.
He was there, wherever there was danger. It was a little mouse and his friend Penfold.
He's the strongest, he's the quickest, he's the best.
By the way, I think this is this is not the original. No, that's terrible. I'm sorry. Hold on a sec. I gotta get the original for you. The reason I'm talking about Danger Mouse is Danger Mouse writer Brian Truman has passed away at the age of 92. The man who created Danger Mouse.
I've never heard of it. I'm only 28.
You've never heard of Danger Mouse?
I'm 28. Never heard of it.
Shut up.
What?
the man who brought us Danger Mouse has decided to check out. Hold on. This is what we're talking. This is much better. The real deal. This was the greatest cartoon of all time. A superhero mouse. What's not to love about that? He's the greatest. He's fantastic.
According to Kev, it was actually David Jason who was the voice
of Danger Mouse. Or was he Penfold? Was he Danger Mouse or Penfold? He was one of them anyway. Anyway, one of the greatest cartoons of all time. There was a scene in Danger Mouse, Vic. All right, Danger Mouse and Penfold are in a spacecraft, and they're flying through space. I was about 6 or 7 watching this.
Okay.
They're flying through space. They're flying past all these planets, and then it goes from all these stars and planets into this white sheet. And there's a sign: "Ran out of space." So they do a handbrake turn and they go back into space.
I love it.
And I remember at 6 o'clock going, at 6 years old, going, how could that? That can't happen, by the way.
Confused.com.
I had a crisis. Space can't end. How can an
existential crisis?
Thank you, Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
Scam Maguire. This is an interesting story. Fraudsters are parading a fake Sam Maguire cup around Armagh for substantial amounts of money.
Oh.
They got one made up, Scam Maguire. What a great headline. So they're going around to pubs, charging pubs a fortune to bring the Sam Maguire Cup, and it's not the real one at all.
It's a fake one.
It's a fake one.
Oh, you have to admire them.
Oh my God, we need one of those
you
in Mayo.
You have to admire them.
Yeah, so the county board for the recently crowned All-Ireland winners are warning fans and pubs on the scam. just to watch out
I've
for...
I've heard it all now, lads.
That's incredible. Yeah. And this is also incredible because Elle Macpherson, the supermodel, she was probably the biggest model in the world for a decade, wasn't
Massive.
She?
The Body, she was called.
Elle the Body Macpherson.
Yeah.
Was diagnosed with breast cancer 7 years ago and is now in clinical remission despite refusing treatment.
Oh.
She was told by about 30 different doctors she needed to get chemotherapy to get this treatment. But she did what?
She prayed on a beach.
And is now in remission.
Is now in remission.
I'd lean on the medical side of things, but
it's
you know,
she
said she didn't want to do chemotherapy, and now she's in remission.
She's all into wellness and meditation and sort of mindfulness, and she basically took that route to heal herself, and she has healed herself. She's in remission.
It's incredible. There's a lot more maybe going on that we're not aware of. You know, 7:16. €50,000 with your name in it on the cash machine this morning. It was 30 yesterday. We said no one's answered their phone, so let's put another 20 on top of that. Coming up in 20 minutes is Rory O'Hagan.
Hello.
And very, very far away from here, I don't know what time it's probably middle of the night over there for her now.
It's about 2 a.m.
Stephanie Rainey is probably going to bed after her incredible performance on America's Got Talent last night. We've all watched the video this morning. And it's mad. It's just, I don't know about you lot, I'm just bursting with pride watching doing her thing. She was brilliant. She was absolutely brilliant. We'll get to the judges' comments in a moment. But remember, a few weeks ago, she was sitting here presenting her show in the evening, and now she's on the biggest television show in the world in front of millions and millions and millions of people. And she came out last night, and she did a song that she wrote about her mum when her mum got very sick with cancer and beat cancer. And it inspired Stephanie so much that she wrote this song called Woman. When I was down, made me get up. I hold myself like a mountain. From all the ways you show me what it means to be a woman. What it means to be a woman. What it means to be a woman. Singing her little heart out live. This is the live version of what she did last night. She sounds incredible. And the important part of this, a huge part of this show, is obviously how the judges reacted. Now, the crowd loved it. The American audience that were there, they gave her a massive round of applause.
Yeah,
it was
they
a huge
did, yeah.
amount of love for her. And then we moved to the judges' comments. And it was a roller coaster of emotions, Rory. We start with Sophia. Sophia?
Vergara.
Sophia?
Vergara.
Is that how... I've been spelling it wrong.
Ah, sure. Close enough.
I thought there was an association to Pfizer. No, absolutely.
Sophia!
Stephanie, your voice is so amazing, and I love that every time that you perform here, it's like with your soul. It feels so personal, your songs. I think people are going to love you tonight because I loved you, and it was very moving.
Okay, great comments.
Yeah.
Nice and short and sweet, very complimentary. Then we move to Howie Mandel. I was never really a fan of this lad.
Howie,
You know, this is an issue. I talked about it before. You are a great singer, and as we saw in the package, Simon said it was one of the best new songs that he's heard this year from, that was your audition. I think when you come to the show, you've got to put your best foot forward. And you put your best foot forward. This song was not as good, like our other singer earlier, was not as good as the first one. And I think it's important to ramp up. I don't know that you are going to make it with this song, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
No, that would have been a tough one for Steph to take, yeah. Right? And you can see when the cameras did move to her, she was visibly hit by that one.
Back, yeah.
But she carried it well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you mean, look, it can't all be positive, you know, in the sense that these shows
it's
will.
It's a critique.
They'll try and tear you down. Then, my favourite of them all, of all the judges, in comes lovely Heidi.
Heidi.
I think you write very powerful songs. You have a powerful voice. I can feel how much this means to you and how much you want it. I can hear the shakes today. It doesn't bother me because I can feel that you really want it, and when you're nervous, then, you know, that happens. But it's up to America, but I think you're great.
Okay, nice one from Heidi. Yeah. That was pretty good. And and the one that really you want to keep an eye on, because this guy runs the show, is Simon Cowell. And if you're getting good comments from him, you're probably advancing to the next stage.
Absolutely.
You know, be it through votes or through nudges. I don't know really how it works. But if Stephen gives you, Simon
Stephen Cowell.
Man, Stephen Cowell.
Man, just there. America's Got Talent, just there.
If the hell is Stephen?
Stephen Cowell?
Yeah, Stephen's a young lad. Simon Cowell gives you the old nod of approval. You're rocking. But it was a bit up and downy as well. Here we go.
Stephanie, I don't think this song was as good as the audition song. And secondly, I didn't like the production and arrangement on it. It was beautiful, that first song. However, I think the song is good enough, I think, to get you through to the next round.
Yay.
If you do, I would sing the first song again. Because I think that song is so good. And you're so authentic and likeable and relatable. I actually think you did great tonight.
Okay, so that turned out all right. There was a bit of a sting in it, and then it turned out pretty positive at the end. And that was Stephen Cowell there. Everybody,
thanks, Stephen.
But look, if you've watched the video, it's on. The whole thing is on YouTube for you to have a look at a little bit later on. She did great.
She did fantastic.
She did so good.
I cannot imagine the nerves of standing up on a stage like
when
that.
When do we know the results of the vote?
Tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Results show it tonight.
So they do a whole day of taking votes from the millions and millions of viewers. And we're kind of hoping that the whole Irish support will come out in full force. If you know anybody over there, if you have any cousins, relatives, friends, family, get on your WhatsApp, drop them a message, send them the voting details and get the votes in for her.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the battle of all battles. We have brought it back. It is time once again for Dad Gags. Hello, referee Victoria Nichols.
Hello.
How are we this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
How's your rusty bell?
I hope that's not a euphemism.
Absolutely not.
My bell is fine, thanks.
Just double checking. Ready to rock. Do I have all my essential sound effects? That's great. The moan. Vic, you're on sound effects this morning, by the way. The booze. And the...
Stop the world and let me off.
Just in case these jokes get really, really bad.
They will.
Rory O'Hagan, I'd like you to take it away, sir.
Thanks, buddy. I saw an ad from one of the local bicycle shops who were looking for staff. They were looking for a spokesperson.
Oh, you got a bell bang over there.
I got a bell. Shiny bell.
Oh my God. Pinocchio hasn't had much luck on Tinder, guys. I mean, he was looking for no strings attached. Hey.
I just ate a frozen apple. Hardcore.
Oh, these are good, lads.
Excellent.
This is a proper battle. Go on.
Hey, what happens when you eat aluminium?
Don't know.
Sheet happens.
My wife explained the word many to me. I said, thanks, it means a lot.
Oh, God.
Sorry, there's booze there.
No, get the booze for that one.
Not having that.
Dad, why is my sister called Rose? Well, that's because your mum loves flowers. Ah, thanks for explaining that, Dad. No problem, four standing tickets for Oasis.
Where's the booze?
Yeah,
sorry.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I always get a little bit nostalgic when I put the car in reverse. I'd always say, ah, this takes me back.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ah, come on, that's good.
How does the man on the moon cut his hair?
I don't know.
He clips it.
I like that one.
My wife taught me to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got two more here, okay? I noticed that my ironing board cover was wrinkled and laughed at the irony. And then I laughed because of the word irony. My ironing board. Irony?
Yeah, we get it.
Sorry.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
I don't know.
Because they're so good at it.
My name is Jim.
Final dad gag of the day, yeah. All right? And it goes to, it's a comedian from Northern Ireland. His name is Vittorio Angeloni.
What is the difference between Catholics and Protestants? Realistically, it all comes down to transubstantiation. If you don't know what that means, basically means the Catholics genuinely believe that the bread and wine turns into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And Protestants genuinely believe that Rangers are going to win the league.
Amazing.
The winner.
Yeah, come on.
The winner is Rory.
No, oh, for God's sake.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
20 past eight, it's Rebecca. How are you, Rebecca?
Great, thanks.
Good, good. She's more nervous than Stephanie Rainey was last night.
Ah, yeah, well. Yeah.
Can you sing?
I am.
Can you sing, Rebecca?
No, not at all.
All right. I was going to say, we'll give you a grand if you could sing a Stephanie song, the whole song in total.
No. I'll try the questions instead.
We'll do the quiz instead. Tell us a bit about yourself, Rebecca. What do you do for a living? Are you in college or what's the crack?
I'm a teacher out in Middleton.
Oh, very good. Are you a nice teacher, or are you one of the tough ones that everyone dreads seeing in the morning?
I like to think so.
You'd like to think of this one, yeah. Very good. What age are the kids that you're teaching?
It's secondary, so first to sixth year.
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah. So full on, so yeah. Full on busy.
Full on.
Yeah. Exactly. What's it like getting those 3 months off with pay? Is it nice?
Well, it was actually technically 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
We were already in August, and I supervised leaving cert, so it was technically 2 months, so yeah. I can't complain.
I know, okay. But then, listen, all the hard work you put in it. And listen, I call it babysitting services myself. For all of the babysitting services that you do for the year, you absolutely deserve that
time
off.
Yeah, you do. Definitely.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service, man. Right, let's go for this. 10 questions, Rebecca. If you get all of this correct, you've won a grand. Let's go.
Let's play in 3... 2, 1.
Okay, rowing hero Paula Dunavan is from where?
Skibbereen.
Question number 2. What Red FM presenter is on America's Got Talent?
Stephanie Rainey.
Question 3. A song called Rude Boy is sang by who?
Rihanna.
Where would you see Quidditch played?
Harry Potter.
Question 5. Brad Pitt is in the papers this week, photographed with his new what?
New girlfriend.
Question 6. Can you name a judge on America's Got Talent?
Simon Cowell,
that'll do. All right. What does Tom Hanks? Who does Tom Hanks voice in Toy Story?
Woody.
Question number 8. Who is the head coach for Leinster Rugby?
Oh, I don't know rugby.
He used to be an Irish international back in the day. LC is the initials. LC.
LC.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I needed you to say
rugby, not my thing.
Not your thing.
I'm from Kerry, so like if it was Ghana, I'd have different bit of
hope.
Oh, you should have told me that off the air. I would have thrown in a GA question for you. I'm so sorry. Leo Cullen is the answer that I was looking for number 8.
No,
you got everything right up until Leo Cullen. Which means you did brilliant.
You did do brilliant.
So we'll get you back another morning, Rebecca. That's a promise. In the meantime, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Go get yourself something nice.
Yeah.
A nice cushion for your chair at school.
For your chair in school, exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Well done,
thanks for listening, Rebecca. Have a good day. See you
Take
soon.
Care. Thanks a million.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm looking for the soundtrack to your childhood on the show this morning. It's Saturday morning. You're 5 or 6 years old. You've got a bowl of Cocoa Pops. The parents are still asleep because they were out late last night. You're on your own on the couch. You can't find the remote control.
No.
There's a battery missing from the remote control.
You've got now, a knot in your hair.
Absolutely. But you're in your little pyjamas and you're sitting in front of the television.
Yeah.
You've probably, like me, as I mentioned, you had Poverty 1 and 2. That was the only two channels we had. And then eventually somebody put an aerial on the roof and we got the BBC and we got UTVs and it was life-changing stuff. So the soundtrack to your childhood, Victoria, is this.
This. Yeah.
Are you suggesting that you're a prehistoric
No.
one? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that is... The movie's actually really good at that, the one with John Goodman in it.
I don't know if I've ever seen the movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is
good
it?
Crack. The childhood soundtrack of your life, please. 0868104106. That's what I want to hear this morning. Lots of mentions of this, lad.
Top Cat.
Oh, yeah.
The most effectual Top Cat.
I don't know what Top Cat did. Had he got a chain of lap dancing clubs or something?
He
wasn't
just
it?
Schmoozed around the place.
He did, didn't he?
He was like cheeky.
Yeah, he was fairly loaded though. Top Cat, nice car, chauffeur driven. Had loads of staff around the gaff as well. Staff in the gaff. Okay, 0868104106. I'm looking for the soundtrack to your childhood. Ooh. When you hear that music, it just gives you those little bursts of endorphins. And you're what age exactly, Rory?
7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. Oh, were you next generation? You were.
Yeah.
So you're definitely not Star Trek original, no?
No, I love Star Trek.
From back in the 60s.
I still watch this like almost every day.
Where do you watch it?
Netflix. And the day it's gone from Netflix is the day I cancel my Netflix.
Oh, right, okay. So the whole lot of them are up there.
That's brilliant.
Okay, Kelly, we go back to your childhood. You're a tiny little Kelly Murphy sitting there kicking your legs on the couch. This is you, yeah?
It brings it back, yeah.
Yeah. So the
absolutely love those guys.
The two lads, were they brothers? Banana brothers? Or what was going on with them?
Who knows?
Yeah.
All I remember is them running down the stairs.
Yeah.
Getting up to mischief.
And what did they do?
Chasing teddy bears.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Again, sounds like a euphemism.
So much funny stuff going on in the show this morning. Morning, Victoria. You're very quiet over there.
Yeah, that's because I'm only 28. I don't remember any of this stuff.
This is Victoria's theme tune. It's the Sullivans, everybody.
Oh my God, I do remember it. I do. They pulled the cap down on the little boy at the end.
Yeah, and it goes black. It goes into a freeze frame in black and white, and they all take a photo here. It was an Australian It was Home and Away for the war era, wasn't it?
Now you are bringing me back. Yeah.
Now, let me give you the soundtrack to my childhood.
Yes.
Oh, yes!
I have the power. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer.
By the way, She-Ra.
Do you remember
Good
She-Ra?
Good morning.
How are you?
My fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, by the power of Grayskull.
And then, of course, you had, what was the cat's name? Was it Tigger or Tiger?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was but the green.
Was She-Ra his sister
Cringer.
Or his girlfriend?
Oh, I hope it wasn't the sister because there was definitely there was something going on between He-Man and She-Ra. It was never proven, but yeah.
In your head, is it?
Absolutely, back in the day. Soundtrack to your childhood, please. Let's have it. 0868104106. It is the song or the theme that just takes you back to being a very happy, tiny little child. I've got everything and anything coming in here. Like, I mean, remember this lad? He was America's greatest hero. I don't know. He was kind of an anti-hero, or he was a geeky superhero of sorts. I don't know. Joey Scarberry, I think, did the theme tune for that. Lots of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming into us. The 90s was built on that show. Absolutely incredible. The theme tune was amazing. DJ Jazzy Jeff created it. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the remake, by the way. Did you see the remake of it?
No. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute just
sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
So apparently they tried to bring back this real gritty, dark version of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he's getting in trouble and he's chased by the mob and a gang, and it's completely different to the original. But this has come in about 100 times. Saturday morning, these lads. Now, the original Transformers, it does look like it was created in 1922, but that was the one that
were
kicked off.
Were they robots in disguise?
I thought there were robots in the skies.
Oh, I thought it was robots. Oh,
no,
did
they were
you?
No, they were in disguise.
Oh, did you?
Mark and Moore belong together. Play that for you in a moment. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Technically, they were, because some of them could fly, so they were robots in the skies.
Bless you. That's so funny, Casey.
€50,365.76 is the money that we have for you today. Fancy it? Well, if you're in for yesterday's cash machine and the day before, we started the week with 10k, it went to 20, now it's. It went to, sorry, 10k to 30 to 50. Huge jumps on the cash machine. Today, you are playing for a brand new amount. Please remember this amount, €50,365.76. Write that down and keep it close. Yesterday's amount is gone. The day before is gone. This is a new amount. You must call back. So if you're in already, you're in. If you're not, and 50K is spiking your interest in this little game, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. To play this, you must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. The T's and C's are at redfm.ie right now, and you must answer within five rings. The entry must be with us today by 3 p.m. Don't enter after 3 p.m. You won't be in the draw. It must be in before 3. Text RED to 57557 right now to get in for €50,365.76. An incredible amount of money, and it'll be won today if somebody answers their phone.
Life-changing cash for Cork.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Molly Mae Haig has revealed that she and Tommy were trying for another baby before they separated, which is quite sad. Mm-hmm. They wanted to add to their brood. I think they were engaged to be married, weren't they? And they also share one-year-old Bambi together. I don't know how she revealed it or where she revealed it, but that's kind of sad news, considering what's happened over the last couple of weeks. And for the most random VIP story you'll ever hear, here we go. Ryland Clark, he of X Factor and TV presenting fame, mm-hmm. has started his own airline. It's called
Ryanair.
It's called Air Ryland.
Ryanair.
Yes, Air Ryland.
He wouldn't have got away with that one, would he?
Yeah. I think he's been teasing fans for the last few weeks. Like, so on, you know, on Instagram and stuff, he's been saying, oh, I've got a massive career announcement coming up in the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned and all the rest of it. And now it's been revealed. And he said there was a post put up onto Instagram yesterday, and the text above it just said, it's happening. I've got my own airline. Air Ryland is welcoming passengers very soon.
Is this a wind-up of some sort?
Don't know.
It's leading up to some show of some sort. It's,
do you think?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Either that or you're going to see some planes in the sky that say Air Ryland on them.
With a huge, big, white turkey teeth smile on the front of the plane.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM at 7:46. Good morning. This is KC Fix Over There. Rory's on sport. Kelly's taking care of news. We're here till the Neil Prendible show at 9 o'clock this morning. The soundtrack to your childhood is what we're talking about. Oh, look at him. He's a little doggy.
Oh.
Where's he off to?
Oh.
Oh, off to the next town.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
I used to get so upset watching this because he was like, who's feeding him? Who's bringing him in at night when it's cold? I had more crisis when I was a kid because that German Shepherd was wandering around on his own and he had no friends. But he solved all the crimes, didn't he? His name was London, by the way, the name of that doggy.
I never knew that.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Soundtrack to somebody's childhood is The Beachcombers with the very creepy relic with no teeth. You do, you know it. You have to know it.
I don't think I know that one.
All right. Yes, absolute. Soundtrack to somebody's childhood. I love this. Jim Henson, the genius. And the little doozers who are still working on the event centre. Yeah, it's their fault it hasn't been built, you know. Actually, do you know what? If we get the doozers from Fraggle Rock, they'll probably do a better job. And this is Lily. Lily's soundtrack to her childhood is this. She's five.
Yeah.
Morning, Lily. It's her favourite television show.
Aww.
And Lily, when you're an old fart like we are, you'll remember this theme tune.
So true.
And it'll take you right back.
With KC. Fred